story of Cain and Abel is inaccurate?
No. It's one of your more accurate. But it isn't like it was projected either. Simply because you have to look back at the Old Testament to know who tampered with it. It is a bloody battle of murder and bloodletting and blood sacrifices from the beginning. And that is not of God. What one's learned as you go through and you become a student of the Bible, a real student, at the same time knowing the laws, it ceases to be a problem. You can know the prophecy and the clues and discard the others. The most heinous thing that happens is one who goes into a church, and to be a member of this Skull and Bones Club, you're going to recite, "Yes, I believe every word in the Bible to be true. And now I'm going to swear on it that I believe it. And I'm going to recite the Lord's Prayer, and you're going to dump me in the water, and I'm now born again." And they've got you because you daresn't. You have just vowed. Now, if you practice the Kol Nidre, you cross all your fingers and you agree and you're part of the club and you can enjoy it. But most ones take this seriously. Or not seriously at all. I just want to go over there and I want to go to that church, because it says more things I like to hear. And so you drag your children over there. And the first thing you know, the children know the difference. And you really botch them. Because they see you swearing to something that they know is a lie. Because you walk out of there and you continue on in your worldly, disgusting ways. And now you've told them that one man died. You killed him. Man, you man killed him. And he did this, and you don't have to do anything else except say, "I believe on him. Salvation for my sins. He spilled his blood. I spilled it for him. And now all my ills are forgiven. I don't have to worry about it anymore." You don't lie to a child. And a child stores it up and stores it up and builds up this rebellion. He can't speak back to you. You'll knock his teeth out. So he lives this lie until it either becomes a part of it or lost. And sometimes it takes until you're 50 or 60, doesn't it, friends, to release it and say, "Hey, I know the truth." When all you had to do was allow that little child to live in the truth, because he knew. And you can go through your whole life trying to fool yourself. You're not doing it. You can agree and make contracts until hell freezes, and you're not fooling yourself. You know you haven't done anything except make a contract that you're probably going to end up breaking. That doesn't mean there isn't truth in the Bible, but I will guarantee you, if you go into research it, you will find exactly where it was tampered with. You will find that according to the Gospels, scholars in southern Germany chose which of the writings would even be included not God. German scholars. They chose what would be put in, what would be deleted. Every time it was translated, it was retranslated. Things that would take away their power, such as reincarnation, they removed. The Holy Church of Rome started pure. It made it to the first pope, and it was done. It was set up by Khazar elite, Zionists. Your Holy Church of Rome, Catholic, Christian, was structured according to the protocol. They just colored it up. But the church operates from the protocols. Go back and read about Sister Charlotte. I don't wonder that you quiver and have indigestion. You once have been exposed to a myriad of very disquieting information. I know that. And I know that you must have wondered. I saw it. I felt it. Why must I write on Satan's drummers? To get you through now. To get you through now. As it unfolds. Everybody can play the game for a while. You have to have a foundation upon which to stand. It's been quick, hard, and you're still in shock, really. But you'll make it. You're fine. I was asked by James Grice, is there any Christian church? Is there any real church? And I had to answer no. Only that which is within. Because the true Christed beings know the truth. It is birthed within you. And this is another way that you can tell those ones who have finally reached the point, either through deliberate tampering or just a continuation of the separateness, have become separated. They no longer really give a damn about right or wrong, whether they know it or do not. The ones that are truly jeopardized don't really know. They try to conjure feelings and they have none. But the one thing you're birthed with is the knowledge of right and wrong. And from then on, it's either you live it or you stuff it. It is never gone from you. And that's what is answered to at what you call judgment time. And if you can confront that with your God within, before you have to make that transition, do you see the advantage? Because if the body dies and you have not come to this confrontation, you've got to make that choice right there, and there is no going back to rectify it. You've got to do it in another way, at a later time in your experience, another sequence. So the ones that can come into confrontation, and they can only do it by being reminded of truth, they're not. Ones will say, well, I don't believe that, and they will give you 14 pages of reasons. They know damn well exactly how it is. They are trying to make their excuses for acting in the manner that they continue to act with it. Is that your business? No. So don't struggle with it. Your job is to put it out there. My job is to bring it, to remind you. Yours is to put it out there and they're reminded. If they decline it, that's their problem. They'll get it soon enough. The ones who are beyond what I will call the neutrals, they will probably function only in this lifetime. Birth, death. They are not carrying necessarily the fragment of life. It's very sad to consider.
But you don't call them revelatory?
No.
They're like a human?
They are human without spiritual attachment. We call them, literally, for lack of better, neutral.
Yes.
They are functioning full beings. They have the capability of rekindling the spark. And some will do so. Unfortunately, most will not.
And they were created here on the planet.
Yes.
From evil.
They were developed. I cannot bear to use the term creation.
Uh-huh.
Because creation to me belongs only one place.
Uh-huh.
And yet, of course, if you do something, you've created it. So I like to consider that it's manipulated development. Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
It's important. It's important.
We're getting a PhD instruction here on the truth of things.
Yes, wouldn't it be nice if you could just get an award for it?
Yeah.
They won't let you into any college.
How about a ticket on the craft?
We all have a question. Are we going to graduate to the mailroom in the sky?
No, I'm going to let you hold the whip.
I hope there's not paperwork up
there.
Well, that's not something different.
Well, it really had become a toss-up. Which would destroy you first? Being smothered by the paperwork, or the trees would run out. And it's still iffy. No, we're going to let you have a little bit of retirement.
Sure, you'll get more.
Which will take just about 3 minutes. But we should let you get up one morning and wonder what you're going to do. Whatever in the world can I possibly do for fun today? Take time. God has given you a spring to remember. I'm going to have to cover some very, very uncomfortable, miserable portions. We're going to have to talk about your wondrous world becoming first a desert. And all you have to do, and I would be disappointed if you want during this period of the next week, the 2 weeks, get out of here, get in your vehicle, go to Lancaster, drive out to the flowers. If you haven't seen them, you have missed God's painting. While you're there, if you're lucky, the wind won't be blowing. You probably will get caught in the dust. I'm telling you now, there are places in, well, Charles and Al can verify this, where the roads are completely impassable from the blowing sand. From what was once a field. All that you will see over against the hillsides that look like maybe white flowers is now desert. It will never, I'm telling you now, it will never on your earth time recover. There will be ones who planted their little houses out in the middle of pastures, and they are sitting in the middle of the sand pile, blown down to hard gravel. all topsoil gone. It is blowing the sand now toward the cities. There are houses completely abandoned before they are ever even lived in because of the sand dunes. Don't go out there. You will bury to the bottom of your car. Too much of your groundwater has been used. Too much of your aquifers. It will require like 5 years of rains like you had this year to recover. And yet look what is happening in the southeast. You are having weather patterns that are incredible, tornadoes that are incredible, rains that are unbelievable, and nowhere to store the water. If you go to desalinization, you might make it. But they won't go to desalinization until you are already in serious trouble and you're there. You cannot handle the population and the water use. Go while you have beauty and hold it in your heart. It isn't that it will be your last spring. It will never be more beautiful than it is right now. And you'll wonder how even God did it. Enjoy what you see while you can.
Make a comment on food storage.
Yes, please.
Like, can you make... I've tried to talk to people about storing food, that we're going to be in deep trouble. We are in deep trouble, but it don't seem to register with most people.
That's just mankind. He won't listen until he's hungry. No, I'm not even going. I'm not going to ask. I don't want you limiting anymore. I don't want you panicking. I don't want you limiting. We just do what we can, please. I would ask that you give Wendell the information from, what is it, Staff of Life? Samson.
Yeah. Merlin Samson.
Because he's there and they may be Campbell. I have not thought this out. But because he inquires, two heads are better than one very often.
I have the impression that the crop from this year is probably going to be the last good crop for some time. So we should really stock up.
Well, once again, ones are limited as to space for storage. Hard. The ideal is never what you have to work with.
That's right.
And ones can get into a total depression. And that's what we need least. You're going to be trying to reach out onto the masses. I've told you before, the hardest part of your journey, is to allow others to be, because it's not going to be too pleasant. And I'll tell you, by the time it gets to any of your transitions, you will not mind. There's not anybody in this room really who minds. Death is not your fear. I promise you, no matter what you think, death is not your fear. And you're going to have to release. You cannot tend everything, especially, and do your job. And it's your job you came to do. And if ones deny and refuse to receive, you must release and pass it by. but there are connections that have some possibility. Don and Ellen should be connected with Merlin to see if there's anything in the plan that's workable. Don and Ellen should speak with Wendell a little bit about their plans for survival. They're just starting. This is where we grow. The sharing. Because nobody knows where to start. But if each makes their contribution a thought, it can grow.
We'd also appreciate any hints to inform the public. That foods, you know, store food and survival purposes and things like that.
Just have workshops in your bank like that.
I know, because I just figure, you know, we figure the more we can reach, the better off the whole community will be.
Hey, Danny.
It is hard. I hear you.
Education.
And once continue last me, and I wish I could snap any fingers, mm-hmm. especially mine, mm-hmm. and would have the magic answer, and I don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, precious ones, there won't be an answer.
Will come to you somehow, from my experience.
Mm-hmm, so far.
Just keep your eyes and ears open. It'll mm-hmm. come out some place unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. And here's where ones who already have operating facilities, such as Merlin, could be very helpful. Wendell can be helpful. But you see, he struggles with a different set of adversaries. It's hard to have to start with apparently everybody against you. And pretty soon, and maybe rightfully so, I'm not going to be some pious idiot up here. Sometimes it isn't worth it. There does get to be a point at which one has to want to save himself, because you can't save anybody. And you have to ponder it. There is no way. You can force them to eat and they'll still die. You have to understand your limitations as to other men. You can offer, you can present it. They have to do it. And there does come a time when you do have every, not only the right, but the responsibility of saying, enough already. I can serve better somewhere. But we have to try where we can as long as we can. And you will need it. And things will begin to happen. It only takes one incident to get ones interested. Right now, it is just a big fluke. Just a lark.
Look at Russia. They just had another big earthquake.
Yes.
7.2. And
that's it.
And they haven't said much about it. But it looks like it's a big one.
Yes, and in exchange for that, you already had tornadoes. The worst in the history of your world.
Mm-hmm.
You just had the worst tornadoes in the history of your world. Don't tell me how many are killed. You had tornadoes on the ground for 2 to 3 hours over half a mile in diameter.
Wow.
Those are not accidents. Tip for tax.
Also, horrible rains over there in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh is practically devastated. And they got it like 2 years ago also.
Just got it back.
You can't even think in those numbers, can you?
No.
Can you imagine?
I have a question about the earthquake in Russia. You say it was 10% that we got the tornado, they got the earthquake. Did we call it the earthquake?
Yes. Just between you and me, I'm not even going to qualify by dancing on it. Yes.
I didn't know we had the technology.
I didn't
know. Oh, for years, precious. You just don't have the technology of the cosmospheres.
Oh, okay. So is that what you're going, you know, tit for tat from here on out? Is it going to be going back?
It has been all along. Anytime you took out one of their planes, they took out one equivalent to yours. It has been this way for years. And right now, you're trying to start nuclear war one with the most heinous weaponry that can be put into space. You're not able to get it into space. You have the greatest upheaval in the political system of Russia. Hay is trying to be made out of that. You are totally operated by your police force called CIA, KGB, Mossad, Triangle. It's truly the triune ruling the world now. Set up by these commissions. They want to disable Russia because they want their puppet left in.
Well, Russia has underwater submarines that are better than ours.
They have everything militarily that's better than yours. That doesn't mean that you don't have plenty.
Does it mean that we set them up to begin with?
Of course. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers.
This is terrible. We paid for the guns to shoot ourselves in the feet.
You gave them the technology, a lot of it. But you're all... they're all in the same game. You're the ones that pay. The point is a one-world government. One-world control. I don't know how to tell you. It is satanic. It is Satan's rule of the planet. Total, 100%. And his intent is to get as many souls to carry with him. You are the pawns.
Speaking of how you said in the game that we could change things. But aren't there certain things that we cannot change? I mean, do we have to recognize that there are certain things that will happen, such as the planetary transition and the spiritual transition, and that there's things that we can change, such as saving our Constitution and preventing nuclear war and Holocaust?
Well, I mean, yes, but don't limit yourself by considering that there is anything you cannot change.
So we can change the whole circumstance.
Everything could be changed.
If 100% of the population came into alignment with the laws of God, and there's 7 billion, and the planet's overpopulated, then would it be accommodated in a way that they would be taken to other planets?
Oh, absolutely.
To bring this one into balance?
Absolutely. It isn't even a matter. It isn't even that complicated.
No. Okay.
Once again, I'm telling you, don't limit God. God could create a place. If it took 7 billion planets, he can create the planets faster than you can change your mind. So, while we're sitting here, that would be taken care of. Don't worry about that.
Well, we're talking.
Commander, we're about 2 minutes from the end of this tape. Would you like me to ready another?
Yes, you'll have to take it up with your group. Shall we have a committee meeting and create an elephant? I don't come very often. I will stay as long as...
Now, have you been threatened to come more often?
Yes, well, I lie about other things. You test your discernment.
I've got a hold of this one.
Yeah, right, we are.
Is the polar flip something that can be avoided too?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. See, that's what I've been pondering is what exactly we can change, and that which looks like is a probability.
The probabilities are that it will not change, and that's why the preparation.
Right. Because people get confused because they say, "Well, why are we preparing if we can change it, but yet we aren't changing it?" You know.